Oh, the excitement over discovering new planets is so passé, right? So what's all the excitement over the Gliese 581g? Well, it turns out it could be the most Earth-like planet so far, and it's capable of harboring water on its surface. Joining us now is Dr. Sarah Seeger, a professor of planetary science and of physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, this planet was discovered in 2007, so why the fuss now?
Well, in fact, this planet was just discovered recently and only announced yesterday. This particular system, Gliese 581, has six planets, and if the first planet was found in 2000, the first planets were found a few years ago.
Okay, so what's the excitement over Gliese 581g?
Well, the excitement is it's the first planet ever that everyone will agree is found in the right distance from the star. It's the first planet that's not too hot, not too cold, but should be just right for life.
Which is why they call it the Goldilocks zone, right?
Exactly. They call it the Goldilocks zone. So it's the first planet that we believe is in the Goldilocks zone of its host star. And that's the first out of about 500 planets. So it is reason to be excited.
Well, and that's the big question is, will there be bears walking in, i.e., is there life on this planet? How
do
we find that out?
I mean, that's a problem, because in terms of science, we've just measured the planet's mass and essentially how far it is from the star or its temperature. We don't really have any way at the present of looking at this particular planet to see what's out there. So it's definitely the first out of many, many steps.
How far away is this planet?
This planet is what we would call 20 light years, or it's about 100 trillion miles away.
So we're not going to be visiting anytime.
You know, we're not, and we're not going to be using this. We're not going to be doing Star Trek. But what we are going to be doing is looking at planets like this in the future with big space telescopes. And we will use those telescopes to see what's in the atmosphere and whether or not there are signs of life in the atmosphere. That's how we're going to do it.
5 years at warp five, we could get there. But what's the spectral sort of analysis of the star? Is it like the sun, the same size, the same sort of rays hitting the planet?
You know, this star is really not that much like the sun. It's a small red star. It's about it. This particular star, think of the sun, but a smaller, cooler version.
Well, smaller, cooler version, but that does not affect in the temp. That still on Gliese 581g, the temperature is just right.
Right. The Goldilocks zone is still the Goldilocks zone. In the case of a smaller, cooler star, the Goldilocks zone is just much closer to the star. So this particular planet orbits the star not in 1 year like we do on Earth, but its 1 year is about 37 days.
So it doesn't rotate as much as Earth.
We don't know about rotate, but in terms of going around the star, you can think of it like if you visited this planet, your birthday would happen every 36 or 37 days.
Well, I would get lots more presents. Do we know if there's more planets like this? Is that what we are now looking for? Maybe one closer to us?
We're definitely expecting there to be more. And in this field of exoplanets, when one kind of planet is discovered, it's almost always the tip of the iceberg. So we're expecting in the coming years dozens of these kinds of planets.
So we think maybe there could be one that we will end up either doing Star Trek or traveling to, Sarah.
Well, if there's a planet around the very nearest star, Alpha Centauri, we have some hope of sending a robotic probe there. Otherwise, these stars will be far away, too far away to travel to. However, I just want to say that we are truly on a threshold of a new age of discovery.
And you sound excited.
I am excited. And it's just
Dr. Sarah Seeger, Ellen Swallow Richards, Professor of Planetary Science, Professor of Physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. That is the scientist version of stoked. That's what we call it.
She's ready to leave.
Yeah.